Okay, today next daf is Yerushalmi Beitza daf Chaf Aleph 21, and we continue here in this exciting perek all about Erev Tavshilin, perek Yantif, and we continue on in the Oz V'Hadar Yutesman Aleph. We just spoke about the story of a couple of stories, Rabbi Chiya Rabba, who went into his house, came on Yantif, and a little unbeknownst to his family that he had already said on the road. I know my family might forget, and therefore he made a tnai. He made a tnai. Interesting, a tnai. Beforehand, on the day, but earlier on the daf, we had used the lashon of tnai as he was just masneh, right? The language of whenever you put an erev tavshilin. It wasn't like that. We said that doesn't really mean tnai there. The Gemara said earlier, masneh va'omer b'dein zeh, just means a formulation, right? That this is the nusach that you say. On yesterday, at the end of the shir, Masna there might literally mean tonight, that I'm not sure if my family did the Erev, but if they did the Erev, then fine, then they were Yotzi. But if not, you know, he just did it just in case, right? That's what the language Tanai Hayalol Rabbi Chiya Gadol says. The Karban Eidam Ma'ariv Yantif Al Kol Mashiyim Sam Yibeso Mevushal Ma'ariv Yantif Shu Yiel Erev Tavshilin. Or inami sheyada bevade shim sumeiso darves mash and his bashal. But either it could mean that it just the same word masne that he just like if he would have done it himself. Or masne might also mean that he made it tonight, that his condition is gonna, his formulation is gonna work if the other nobody in his house had done it. So that's what it seems like hisna, be'emes, like the Perevosh also. Be'emes hisna ali ruvozeh. He was master himself. If it was the other lashon of like t'nai, if they did it, fine. If not, that gets to the sugi a little bit about t'naim be'mitzvahs. Or whether you can make a t'nai on a mitzvah. When I do a mitzvah, I do a mitzvah. Who says I'm allowed to make a t'nai on a mitzvah? A mitzvah might be automatic. Right, there are the Kiveger, I think some of the Achronim talk about on Shulchan Aruch, that let's say you're going to go to a minyan, you're not sure if they're going to make Kriya Shema Bizman. So that's what the minhag is. Many people say, oh, say Kriya Shema beforehand. But that's really a bidyevet, because the Chachila was supposed to say Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas. Right, it's really one idea, one unit, Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas. So if I say Kriya Shema beforehand, Bizman, and then Kriya Shema afterwards, Shalom Bizman, I'm really missing the ultimate kiyum of Kriya Shema al Seder HaBrachas before the Zman. So what I'll do, I'll say, if I make this man later, then this Kriya Shema is just Kori Batorah. And I really want to count the next one. And if I'm not going to make it, then this should count. So are you allowed to do that? Does that really work? It seems like it does. But it's not so pashut. But that's the Kriya Shema al Seder HaBracha. That's one example of a Kriya Shema. The fact that it's a unit, Rav Soloveitchik proved that it's clear from the Rambam. Because the Rambam always says, whenever you have a suffik about a mitzvah, suffik daraisa, so you do the mitzvah, but you don't make the bracha. You're not sure about milah. If a person is chayav in milah or not, right? So you say you do the milah, but you don't make a bracha. You're not sure if you shook a lulav, right? You're not sure if any. You always do the mitzvah, savi darai, so you don't make a bracha. But the Rambam says if you're not sure if you say kriya shema or not, savi kara kriya shema, savi lo kara, chozer v'kore im habrachos, with the brachas. How is that? By all the other cases of the Rambam, Hilchas Tzitzis, and it's always make do it without the bracha. And here he's saying do it with the brachas kriya shema, because he said it must be tkiyas al seder habrachas is a kiyum, one integrated kiyum. And once Chazal said you got to say it with the brachas, then that's it. Similar to the Shulchan Aruch says, if I don't remember if I benched or not, I have to bench again, and I say also the fourth bracha of benching, even though that's drabanan. Right, the fourth bracha, after Bonei Bracha Mavishlaim, that's what we say, Amen, to be mafsik between the Daraisa and Drabanam. But still, we say that you have to repeat the fourth one, because once it's part of the unit, then it's part of the unit. And that's Birchos Kriya Shema in Birchos as well. But that's all one example of a tnai on mitzvahs, right? The one that's much talked about Pesach time is the Avnei Nezer's tshuva. Well, the Avnei Nezer has the tshuva, if somebody is about to get to Chatzos and they're nowhere near eating afikomen, so what does he say? Eat kizayis matzah, and have in mind that if halacha is like the Tana that says that you have to finish by Chatzos, this is it. This is the afikomen. And then after the Chatzos, you keep eating and till whenever, and then you eat another kizayis at the end. So, and if the halacha is they can eat matzah until the morning, then this is my afikomen, which is a chiddush. Right? You might say that the halacha of shlo yetze ta matzah befiv applies even after the time of achilas matzah. He's assuming not that way. He's assuming right when the mitzvah of matzah ends, then the isser of eating after achilas matzah also ends. So again, that's a much discussed Avnei Nezer in terms of tnai when it comes to mitzvahs. The whole idea of a tnai is a chiddush. And then we'll start in a second, right? That's the Tosfos we like to quote in Ksubis. Tosfos and Ksubis notes that No, his context is by marriage, right? Let's say somebody gets married, amanash, ain li alai shekhsus fa'ona. Right? He gets married, he doesn't want to have all the regular religious obligations that a person has. So what does the Gemara say? Tough luck, masa masha b'kaz b'torah, and therefore it's no batal ma'isa kayim. Right? The tzai is batal and the ma'isa, and you're married with the obligations. Says Tosfos, I don't understand. He wants to only get married with these conditions. So you might say, okay, fine, he can't get married without these conditions, so you should say the whole thing is batal. He's married without the conditions, say he's not married. Say the whole thing falls away. That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos says, v'tema imkein nun vav amanalf. The tema imkein amayim mikudeshes for hisna beferish shem yehe la alav sherksus vaona she'ena mikudeshes. He said beferish that if he doesn't have it, if he has these obligations, he doesn't want to be married. The ein lomar to the kach mikudeshes lefisha mikadsha almanasha timcholo v'hari machla elade mechilasa mechila. He was mekadesher almanas that she was mochel and she wasn't mochel, so you're married anyway. That's not what his formulation is. His formulation is, I don't want to be married unless I don't have these conditions. So Tosfos answers, Va'omeri, di'ilav di'alfin on mitnai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein, hava amina de'shum t'nai eino mevatel es amaisa. The whole idea of t'nai, Tosfos says, is a chiddush. Right? You're doing something. Who says that you can make something conditional? Right? The whole idea of conditions is a chiddush. Va'afilu lo yiskayim besof ha'maisa kayim. So you might, the given should be, the maisa is the maisa. The chiddush is a t'nai, so only if you make the t'nai perfectly. If you don't make the t'nai perfectly, then forget the t'nai and it goes back to the maker adin. That ein mach t'nai oker es ha'maisa. That's Tosfos. Afilu lo yiskayim besof ha'maisa kayim. V'hacha di'afina mehasam de'bahani t'nai levata la'maisa. That which now we learn that the t'nai is mevatel. Amrina de'davka k'sheinu masla mashkasa b'torah. T'nai is only going to work when it's not against what the Torah says, Tumah d'negad b'nei Ruvein, like we learn from b'negad b'nei Ruvein, shelo hisnu amach klas b'Torah, all tanaim have to be learned out from this. So the whole idea of a tanai is a chiddush. So you might say again, it's only going to apply in certain cases. So who said it's going to apply when it comes to our case of mitzvahs? Also, I wanted to talk about, maybe we'll get to it at the end of this time, talk about a little bit about Kibbutz of Aim, where the father in the last story was Madir Bino Latalmud Torah, which according to one shot of some of the Rishonim, he made a neder that he's not allowed to get any benefit from his son, so he kind of like took away the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim. We said there was a basic actions that he's going to still have to do, but he kind of took away that mitzvah, which is somewhat difficult for the son, but he's putter from the mitzvah, or he's just not allowed to do it. Right? The Sefer Chinuch discusses that the mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim is a unique one in that it falls into both categories of Ben Adam HaMakom and Ben Adam HaVeira. Menachas Chinuch has that Hakira. Menachas Chinuch wonders there on that mitzvah Lama Gimel, he wonders about tshuva. Could you do tshuva on Kibbutz of Aim? And he says, well, it depends which category it's in. Mitzvah say says the mitzvah minchas chinuch. Mitzvah say who kachol mitzvah shabatora leinian tshuva. The tshuva machaper. When we call makom ani mesupak lefi amavur barambam. According to what it says in the Rambam minchas tshuva. Ubishas daver shabinada machavero lo mahani tshuva v'lo mayak kipur amachi yiratzes chavero. Another Rambam in the Gemara says tshuva only helps by mitzvah minada machavero if you ask forgiveness. Imkan b'mitzvah zu shel kibud. What about kibud of aim? Toha nosaf the gzeres hakasuv. Who the nosaf al kibud kol adam the ba'adam acher? Right, this kibud for each person as kibud for your parents. The ba'adam acher ain israel with tsaro. The kana mitzvah lechamdo im lo kibdo efshar dehi rak mitzvahs hamakom baruchu v'lo ben adam lachaveiro. The element of ben adam the chaveiro of kibud of aim is not to be mevazeh. Maybe the added element of kavod. That's a tzivi Hashem. That's like tzitzis. That's like tefillin. That added element, says the Minchas Chinuch, surprisingly, right? So that ve'la b'chaveiro. Debeinim lo mechayev eino el b'mashu shav el kol echad aval kanu rak be'ave ve'imo imkein eino el kemitzus ben adam l'makom barachu. Do you say that added element is from Hashem, but with the parents in terms of the ben adam l'chaveiro, it's equal with others? Odilma, again a chiddush formulation. Odilma kimen Hashem yisbarach tziva zu mitzvah, but since Hakadosh Baruch Hu commanded this mitzvah, bein ilau chayvinan have ben adam l'chaveiro v'lo mahani tshuva im lo yiratzeh sa'av. It's ben adam l'chaveiro. So, but again, the chinuch himself reflects that it's ben adam l'makom and ben adam l'chaveiro. I guess you have to say the chinuch, the minchas chinuch thinks that might just be up until a point. We'll see. Right, that's the chiddush of Chibbutz Olam Gimel. Bishar Shem Mitzvah Zu. He says both formulations. Sharoi lo la'adam shi'akir v'yigmal chesed l'misha asa imo tova. Number one, the kibbutz of Amos about hakaras hatov. Lo yehi navol misnakeru kfui tova. Shazu mida ra u'ma'usa b'tachlis l'vnei elokim anashim. Number one. Number two, she'itein alibo ki ha'ava ha'em him sibas hayos ba'olam. So that's still number one. Al kein be'emez roi lo lasas kol kavav v'chotu al shayuchal ki he mevi yula olam. That's all hakaras hatov and adam ha'chavero. And then, u'ksheyikva zos hamida b'nafsho, ya'ale mimena lahakir tovas hakel baruch hu. If you recognize the godless of the two partners, so to speak, human partners, right? Because you say, who brought me into the world? My parents. Who brought my parents to the world? Their parents. Go, keep going back until shehu simas kolavos of adam arishon v'shehu siyol avar haolam v'sipek tzorachav kol yamav v'hemido amaskunto v'shleim azevarav v'nasan lo nefesh yodahas umaskelas. Parents provide the physical, but Hashem gives sight and smell and shilulei hanefesh shachanano hakel yekisus keferdein havin. Without Hashem's giving understanding, we'd be like a horse. V'yaruch b'machshavato kama v'kama roi lo lehizar b'avodaso. So he reflects that it's both ben adam l'makom ebed adam chavero, but Mechaz Chinuch had that chakira of maybe it's ben adam la chavero up until the point of no bizayon, but the extra covet is a ben adam la makom type of area. Nafkamina might be Yuratas Chaveiro for tshuva. Okay, that's the at the end of yesterday's shiur. Let's continue now where we are up. Utini Amar Reb Shimon Elazar Modim. The Mishnah had a formulation of the Machlokas. Beis Shammai requires two tafshil and Beis Hillel requires one tafshil. Reb Shimon Elazar had a different formulation of the Machlokas. Amar Reb Shimon Elazar Mod Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel actually agree, right, against the formulation of our Mishnah. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree shehein shnei tafshilin, that you need two tafshilin. Amanech leku ala dagav ala beitza. No, the case, the machlokas between them is the case the Mishnah mentioned. If you have fish with a little, you know, mush and eggs on the fish, how many tafshilin is that? Sheish aleha. She Beis Shammai omrim tafshilechad, Beis Hillel omrim shnei tafshilin. So that's where Beis Shammai is machmir. Not that in that case Beis Shammai would be modet. That's the case of machlokas. And also, hakol modim, everybody would agree, even Beis Shammai, shem pirper beitza al gavei melech. If somebody mashed up an egg on a maliach, on maliach here means a salty fish. Maliach always means a salty fish in Chazal. Oshachitech kaflut tachas adag, or somebody cut leek and put it under fish. That's all called two tafshilin. That's all called tafshilin. Vahalacha kedevri atamud. The Gemara ends up by saying the halacha is kedevri atamud. Shem ben Elazar is a talmud of Rabbi Meir. Shem ben Elazar has a different formulation than Rabbi Meir. Right? Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah that we had in Machlokas, one or two tafshilin. Shem ben Elazar says, no, both agree that you need two tafshilin. And the Machlokas is about these cases. So the Gemara ends up by saying the halacha is like Shem ben Elazar is base Hillel, which means that you need two tafshilin. You just be makel what they are. That's what the pashtus is. Again, the Bavli seems to argue in terms of how many tafshilin one would need. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Tuf Reish Chav Zayin. Tuf Reish Chav Zayin Sif Sif Beis. So, Tuf Kuf Chav Zayin. Right, that's the obviously the simon on the our simon here. Let me just open it. The simon of Erev Tafshilin says the Shulchan Aruch here. Let him blow the Choli Rezos. Which is the simon that this is in, right? So I was looking at Yud Beis. It's Beis. How many do you have to take? So, Erev Zesh Osen Osoba Pas Vitavshel. Vimlaso Ela Vitavshel Levan Butter. Right? That's what we spoke about beforehand. What do you pass or Tavshel? But even one. Even one is okay. That's Maker Adin. That's what the, we paskin. Fish itself is a big sugi in terms of kashrus. Not just kashrus of fish, but kashrus of fish and meat. And fish and milk. The Gemara says eating fish and meat together is dangerous. But the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're a member, that Bizman Hazeh, there are certain, some things that don't apply in terms of the danger that we don't, even if, it was dangerous then. So the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says it about, Mayim Galuyim. Mayim Galuyim, the Shulchan Aruch says, we could be makel for now because we don't have the snakes and therefore, we don't have to worry about that, but it's fascinating. The gra is makpid even in the, in that case. Gra is makpid not to have maim gluyim. The Piskei Tshuva there quotes the gra, but, the Shulchan Aruch itself is makel. But the the next sif in Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of the fish and the meat. It does not say that we don't do it bizman hazeh. So, you know, there are most are machmer in this regard in terms of having separate forks, the chulu. There is another chumer that's quoted in the Beis Yosef, not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but only quoted in the Beis Yosef, that's about fish and milk. Fish and milk. Some Sfardim are machbit about fish and milk, about having cream cheese and lox and tuna casserole. That's in terms of fish and milk. Again, but that's a chumra even for Sfardim l'chora because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. Beis Yosef quotes it, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. So it adds on a different level of chumra. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Omar. Some have the girsa of Rebbe. Right, why would they switch the gears up? Because he's the one that always says this lashon. Rav Amar Omer Ani. Omer Ani we've quoted often in the past with Yosef Engel. Omer Ani is something that Rebbe used to say, a lashon of Talmudic Anias Daiti. Or he quoted, remember the Omer Ani is a reflection, he said, like of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, quote the idea that even when somebody has a chiddush that they want to express, they say, it's not really my chiddush, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach that he put into me, and that's what I'm expressing, and it's the ani in me. It's not really me. It's the Omer Ani. Maybe that's what Hillel meant by in Sukkah, im ani kan hakol kan. Remember, Hillel was the un of Mikol Adam. Hillel was the one in Shabbos, Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph, that didn't get angry, even though those two guys had the bet. I'm gonna make Hillel angry, and I'm gonna bang on the door and call him out of the shower three times. Right? So that's Hillel. That's Hillel. And Hillel's the one at the end of Sukkah that says, im ani kan hakol kan. Like, how do you? So it can't be a reflection of Gaifa. So it might be this. Im ani kan, if the ani in me, if the koach eloki in me is here, then hakol kan. Then that's all I need to be here. That's all I need to be here. So that's why many explain, change this to Rebbe, because he's the one that often has the Omer Ani. But it could be other, great rabbis in the Gemara also have it, and our girsa is Rav. Our girsa is Rav. Rav Amar, Omer Ani, ein pachos mikizayis. Rav says you need a kizai, you need at least a kizayis for the Erev Tavshilin, right? And that's quoted in Tavkuf Chav Zayin Gimel. Tavkuf Chav Zayin Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Shir Tavshil Zeh Kizayis, right? That's also for the Bali. The Shir of this Tavshil is a kizayis. Why kizayis? Mr. Burr explains, Ubishum Hidr Mitzvah Yikach Lechem Shalem. V'chatichas Basar Odogim Chashuva. For a Hidr Mitzvah, you take a whole, not just a little slice of challah. Hidr mitzvah, you take a whole challah or a chashuv piece of meat or fish. Most people take a matzah or whatever they have with a piece of chicken. Mimlo asa elami tavshel levad mutter. But if you just do one tavshel, then it is. I'm sorry, I read the wrong thing. Shetavshel zev kizayis bein lecha bein lalafim bein mitchilaso bein besofo v'yesh matzrichen lechad chila b'pas kebeitza Yerushalmi v'chino agen lechad chila. Right, it's a kezayis. Some try to take a lechadchila, a kabetza for pas. That's what we had. We had in the yesterday's daf. We had notel pas kabetza v'tavshil kezayis. Right, we had that lashon yesterday, and that's where it comes from. That ramah lechadchila. But again, most of what we take a whole roll, which is going to be a kezayis anyway. So eight pachos be kezayis. Less the Gemara says less hadaplika Rabbi Yochanan lechora. This is against Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan had said on yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yochanan Amar alive. I'll call about Mishalo Irev. Rabbi Yochanan said a person says this is good for me and forever who wasn't able to make an Erev. So you're not going to have a kezayis per person. Who knows how many people are going to be included in that Erev, right? So I'll call Mishalo Irev. So it must be even less. Says the Karbon Eida. If you say ni kizayis, ni kizayis for everybody. Right? How could you make so many? Maybe there's a lot of people that won't help if you need a kizayis. So it must be that you don't need a kizayis according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, and also Masisa Masayil Rabbi Yochanan, one more line. The Braisa also supports Rabbi Yochanan. Erev tchilasa v'sofo ein lo shir. Right, the brayis the chas of a sofo, meaning when you set the erev and whatever's left ain lo shir, there is no minimum shir. So again, look at chila we paskin that the shir is kizayis bein mitchilaso bein besofo. If if it gets less, then the Mishnah Berurah says lechora kavachomer and bichilaso sagi bekizayis koshkin maya yoser v'nishar kizayis abalash midan daf besofo lo sagi. The pachos b'kizayis, right? You can't have less than a kizayis. You at least a kizayis against Rabbi Yochanan, who says here. Rabbi Yochanan himself, you know, less than the shir we're used to Rabbi Yochanan in terms of having pachos mikashir, right? Pachas b'kashir, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds chatzi shir. Right? Chatzi shir also in the Torah, the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamidala at the beginning of the last parak, he's the one that says that chatzi shir is also in the Torah for one of two reasons. As we know, yisod of chatzish of the svara of kol chelev, any amount of chelev, even a chatzishir, or the svara of chazilitz tarufe, right, with nafkaminas, quoted. Here is gufa chatzishir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asim Minatorah, Rabbi Yishalcha Shamar Mutar Minatorah, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asim Minatorah, chatzishir itself is significant. Kivan de chazilitz tarufe, isura ka'achil. Since it's chazilitz tarufe, he is eating iser. What does that mean? The pashup shot is that right now he's eating iser. Because it could become aser, so therefore what? Even right now, it must not be a zero, because zero plus zero equals zero. So if this could be mitzarev to another chatzishir, so it must be that it itself is significant. Again, machlokas achronim, which we have mentioned, what happens if it's impossible to be it's tarufe, right? Let's say it's a case of you're eating a half a kezias at the last moment, half a koseves at the end of Yom Kippur. You don't have time to eat more. You're eating a half of a shear all the way at the end of Pesach. So that's a machlokas achrona. Whether you say, oh, because literally it can't be mitzaref, so therefore you don't say the svar of chazilas tarufe, or do you say, no, the chazilas tarufe is just a siman, not a siba. It's a siman that what you're eating is significant. But that's all Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says chatzishir is also min haTorah. And here too, Rabbi Yochanan gives significance to less than a kezias. Okay. Says the Gemara, Yontif shechal yos be'erev Shabbos, Yontif that falls on Erev Shabbos. So we know, you make an Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara says, Ein ma'arvin lo b'chatzeros lo b'tchumin divir b'meir. Meir says, usually before Shabbos, sometimes you like to make an Erev Chatzeros, to be able to carry within the Chatzeros, the houses that go into the yards, and you want to make an Erev Tchumin to go somewhere. So are you allowed to do that on Yontif? Meir says, no. Because those are forms of tikkun. Right? Erev Chatzeros is an Isser, and you're fixing it by making your Erev Chatzeros. So you can't do that on Yontif. You're not going to be Matakin, right? Matakin to Rabbanan. And you can't make an Erev Tchumen. Also, like you want to go, you want to fix like your situation. You want to go to the right, you want to go to the left, you go to more 2,000 Amos. You want to have a new Makam Shvisa. Rameir says both of those are Usser. You can't make an Erev Chatzeros or Tchumen with, on Yontif on Friday. Vachachamim Omrim, now there's a Chilik. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros, vein arvin b'tchumen. It's a difference. You can make Erev Chatzeros, but you can't make an Erev Tchumen. What's the difference? Ma'arvin v'chatzeros shechinat matir lo davar shu mutir lo. Well, there's no iser today in terms of chatzeros. Today Yontif. Yontif's Friday. There's no iser to carry v'metalta today, so you're allowed to make an erev chatzeros today for tomorrow. Vein ma'arvin tchumin, but you can't make an erev tchum today shechinat matir lo davar wasir lo, because there's an iser tchumin also on Yontif, according to this Gemara. And therefore, you're by erev chatzeros, you're allowed to, it's mutir today, so you're allowed to do it for tomorrow. Erev tchumin is aser today. What's the svar for this? This is a beautiful Chasam Sofer right here in Rosh Hashanah and Beis Adav Tezayin and Beis. Chasam Sofer says, if it's mutter today, so then when you're misakein, when you're making Erev Chatzeros, you're just preventing the Isser of kicking in tomorrow. That's not called tikkun, preventing the Isser. But tchumin, it's us even today. So that's called tikkun. That's not called just prevention. That's called tikkun. Says the Chasam Sofer on our... on this daf, Ema Arvin Pirish Rashi Tavi Kimitake. For Rabbi Polig, the Svirle Iata Oser Badavar Hamutulo. Kivan de Beyomta Mutulataltel, Ve'ena Oserak Minia, Shalo Yavo Shabbos Vieesar. Uminias Bia Se Isser, Lomikri Tikun. Wow, important yesod. The prevention of an Isser taking hold, that's not called Tikun to Rabbanan. Kamosha Kasav, Mangan Avram, Besim, and Chid, Yud Gimel, Sef, Katan Aleph. He quotes another example of the Mangan Avram. V'Rabbanan, what about the other Shita? Efshar, Desfira, Le, Dekivan, Dafila, Lerashi, Be'ain, Tzorach, Ksas, Osar, Midu, Rabbanan, Mihas, Mikri, Shaper, Tikkun, Davar, Osar, Lo. Right? It's still considered, tikkun, but that's the Svara there, the Chasam Sofer gives for this Chilik. Beautiful. The Gemara says, so what did we just have? We just had Rabbi Meir, who says us are across the board, and the Chachabe make the Chilik, but then is Tani Machalif, others flip it. Others have the Chilik of Rabbi Meir is the one that has the half allowance, and the Rabbanan are the one that say, no, even Chatzeros is Usser. Amar Abelazar, Ho, the Hein Tanya Machalif, since the other version has it switched, that the Chachamim are Machmir, so we have to be machmer for them, right? Because we have to go by the rabbim, and the rabbim, according to this other version, is machmir. Rabbi Yirmi Abshim Rav Zira, similarly, manda abitabas, whoever wants to do the right thing, ma'arev min esmal, should make all of these Arevs from Thursday before Yantif. Ah, this is all if you didn't make an Arev Tafshilin. Could an Arev Tafshilin help cover for these Arevs? So what's the issue? The issue is, does Arev Tafshilin, was that takana derabanan of Arev Tafshilin only regarding food, ochal nefesh? Or was it regarding any? Right, we mentioned already machlokas in the last year about Havakas Neiris, right? So, yeah, but you do get Hana'ah from that, right? There's physical pleasure from that, seeing and warmth. So that might not be such a raya. But what about something totally not Ochal Nefesh like Erev Chatzeros? So would that be? That's a machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yudin, Hadadat Amar Bishalawasa Lo Erev Tafshilin. When do you say all of this is the discussion of a possible Isser? Well, you didn't make an Erev Tafshilin. Avalamasa Lo Erev Tafshilin, Mutter. But if a person made an Erev Tafshilin, then it's Mutter. Right? This is Mutter. The whole issue is you don't start. Right? There's no problem. Says the Charedim. Hadadat Amar Hadasru Bebraisa La Arev Erev Chatzeros. Biyantif Hainu Kisha Shachach Lo Erev Erev Tafshilin. Aval Erev Me Erev Yantif Erev Tafshilin. But if you made an Erev Tafshilin and an Erev Yantif, ki hechi deshari lahachin biyantif kol mashet tzarich, hachanami shari la'ari bo Erev Chatzeros l'Shabbos. Right, it covers it. It covers it according to Reb Yudin. Reb Yossi Barbun boy, no. The Erev Tafshilin matir nesamachitzis? Does Erev Tafshilin allow the walls, allow areas? No, meaning what? He says, only Ochel Nefesh. Erev Chatzeros doesn't allow you to do anything you want regarding any Yisurim. It's specifically regarding Ochel. So, Machlokas, Amoram here, whether your Erev Tafshilin would cover the other types of benefits. Ah. Next Mishnah discusses also Friday. When Friday falls out on Shabbos, what do you do about Tevila, right? We know, let's say a person that would be dealing with Karbanos or with other foods on Yantif, you don't want the foods to become Tameh, the Karbanos, that's where you're going to be Tovel, your Kalim, and the issue is that you can't be Tovel on Shabbos or Yantif because there's 4 days in the Gemara on this, in the Bavli, on this Mishnah, but the Maskana, the last one, the last day of there is Nirukei Misakein, right? Just like Tevila, just like we said, you can't be Mafri Chumas and Maestris because it's Nirukei Misakein. So you can't be Tovel Kalim, then eat Tevila because it's Nirukei Misakein. It's also a good idea, the Gemara says, for a person to go to the mikvah before Yantif, right? That's the Amr of Yitzchak, Tezayin of Abayz and Rosh Hashanah. Chayav Adam Latahir es Atzmo Beregel. Shneemar ubinivlasam lo tigau. It says ubinivlasam, don't touch their nevela. Don't touch their nevela. Who is it talking about? Who's usher to touch nevela? Says it's not one of the it's an avatuma, but it's no iser like on Kohanim even. Tani nami hachi ubinivlasam lo tigau lo yachol yu yisrael musharim amaga nevela tamalomar emar la Kohanim bnei Aaron musharin velo. B'nei Aaron ain't musar, b'nei Yisrael ain't musar. V'lo dvar kal v'chomer. Matuma chamura kohanim musar Yisrael ain't musar. Tumal kal v'kol shekain. El mam lami devam l'sigau b'regel. On Yantif, there's a mitzvah to be mitar atzmacha b'regel Yisraelim or kohanim. Then B'nei Yeshua discusses: Is there really an isser of tumas nevela? Is there an isser of tumas nevela for even for Yisraelim? He discusses it, but this is the halacha chayav adam matar atzmacha b'regel. Even bisman hazeh, the achronim in the beginning of tavkuf chavtes discusses the shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch in tavkuf chavtes beis does not quote it. Shulchan aruch just says chayav adam liyos sameach v'tov leiv b'moed. A person should be happy. Hu v'yishto banav v'chal nivlo milav ketsam b'samchan, right? According to the language of the Rambam, who we quoted a couple of days ago, holds that the mitzvahs simchas yantiv is daraisa even bisman hazeh. You have mitzvah simchas yantiv. The shari tshuva there on siv beis, ayin shagas arye, misimin samachay at simchas samachtes, v'hela the mitzvahs al simchas yantiv, v'mitzvah asem min haTorah, afilu bisman hazeh, v'nuhagas gam benashim. And then later in that piece, he quotes, v'ayin sham shakasav tadar min hachayav adam l'haratzaz b'regel, eino noeg bisman hazeh. Ayn shuvas yad Eliyahu should be safer beis hilah hiksha yeredeya shekalap suppose kimishmito dinat deshas the yivamis the arusa lo tzami lo beregel the gam denashim mechuyavim gam kin latar beregel gufadin shechayev latar yad Eliyahu. He discusses whether this applies bisman hazeh or not. Do you compare it to the other halacha in that gemara in Rosh Hashanah lahakpil pnei rabba beregel, or do you compare those two? Okay, but either way, this is background for our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says chalios achar Shabbos. What if Yantif is on Sunday? Right, I think I said before Friday. Yantif is on Sunday. So you want to be mitar all your stuff before Yontif. But the problem is Shabbos is the day before, and you can't be Tovel on Shabbos. So what do you do? So Beishamai Omer Matbilan Sakom Lefnei Shabbos. Beishamai says, no problem. Be Tovel everything on Friday. On Friday, before Shabbos. Ubeisil Omer, no. Kalim Lefnei Shabbos. Va'ada Kalim before Shabbos. You have to do, because you don't want to be Tovel your Kalim on Shabbos. But a person, you can be Tovel on Shabbos. Again, nowadays, the minhag is not to, minhag kadmonim, generally not to bathe. Or if somebody doesn't go to the mikveh every day, maybe not a good idea to go on Shabbos or Yontif. Somebody goes every day, so then maybe they have the heterim. But it says there's no nirik misakein for a person on Shabbos. But basically it says the kelim you got to do before Shabbos because it's tikkun. Masnisa b'kelim gedolim. The Mishnah is only talking about big kelim. Big kelim, where if you put them in the mikveh, it's clear that you're being misakein. And that you're not allowed to do. Avo b'kelim ketanim. What if you have a small kli that you're just putting in the mikveh because you want to get a drink of water? So kelim katanim ma'arim alei emet b'ilan. So you can. You can be ma'arim, even though your kavana is to tovel them, but you can put it down because that's not clear. The fact that there's no maris ayin, interesting, makes it not even a maybe a tikkun, and therefore it's allowed. Tanya of Oshia, mamalihu adam kli tami menabar, a person could take a little kli from the bar, umarim alamet bilo, same thing. Tni, and not only that, nafal ziyol tocha bar. What happens if a big kli fell in by mistake? So then you could pick it up and also could be tar. But, cause that's not clear. It looks like it was fell in. So, nafal kli tocha bar. So you know what you could do? Marim alei emet bilan. You could go to the edge and pretend to drop it by mistake, and now it's in, and then you can take it out. That's how the Charedim learns this line in terms of tevila for kelim on Shabbos Yontif. Again, this is tevila regarding Tumim Vatara. The lamaisa tevila bizman hazeh, that is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Gimel Hilchos Shabbos discusses two days. Mutter lahatzbil, like Tfilas Kelim, you get something from a guy, Bizman Azeh. Mutter lahatzbil kli chadash aton tfila v'yesh osrim. Yesh osrim, and the Asama are machmir, the Yerei Shemayim, Yesu de Kulam, Yerei Shemayim, is Yotzi even the machmir shita, and therefore if you have a kli you want to use, give it to a guy. Give it to a guy b'matan, and then borrow it back, and then there is no chiyuv of tevila. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.